Well, we've nearly come to the end of this short course on mock and scaling analysis. And in this session, you're actually going to run a mock and scaling analysis. And this is probably one of the longest and most detailed sessions. And I want you to take your time doing it. So first of all, what you will need to run a mock and scaling analysis is the public domain online downloadable R software. And I provide a YouTube where you can see how to get hold of R online, how to install it, and then to install package Mockin, which runs Mockin Scaling Analysis, and also how to install a package called RStudio. And RStudio is just a very handy way of running the R software, so you're just as well to start off there. There's no particular virtue in running R directly. It's reasonably easy, but the advantage of the RStudio is that it stores your syntax, and therefore you can find it very easily and paste into your command lines if you make any mistakes. All this will become apparent when you actually start using the package. R is free, and all the packages in R are free. In other words, you don't have to pay for it. This means that it's actually very powerful because it's put together by experts around the world who put up packages and update them all the time. However, even with RStudio, it's not especially easy to run it. It doesn't have the sort of investment in Windows-driven packages that companies like IBM can put into SPSS and AMOS, for example. So it's run using syntax, as you'll see. And I will walk you through the analysis that you're going to do, again on a YouTube, and just to make absolutely sure that you understand how to do it, and then you can run it yourself and see how you get on. As I say, R is free and it comes with no guarantees, and it does change from time to time. It's just as well to make sure that you've always got the most up-to-date version. However, sometimes the most up-to-date version kind of changes in it that you don't notice from previous versions, and that applies likewise to the packages. And I've also noticed when I've been running analysis that I've had slightly different results sometimes, not vastly different, matters of several decimal places down the line out in calculations. This is just because the package gets changed every now and again and calculations are run in slightly different ways. These are not things to worry about. So you may even find if you do exactly as I do that you might get a slightly different result. As I say, it won't be dramatic. And what you also need for the analysis, once you've installed the R software, package Mockin and RStudio, is you will need an SPSS file, which you will learn to convert into an R data file. And you'll also need the questionnaire that we're going to be looking at. Now, the data in this questionnaire are real. What I've done is taken a real data set and changed the questions so that it's completely unidentifiable. The reason I did that was I had to take a data set that I knew would scale to some extent and be able to show you what Mockin scaling is like when it runs. But it also had to be completely anonymous, so the original source of the data won't be divulged. So, good luck running a Mockin scaling analysis. I hope you find the YouTubes helpful in helping you to run it. Good luck, and of course don't hesitate to be in contact with me if you have any problems while you're doing this.